Amar Rav Yehuda Bereid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Shmei Derav. It's the Gemara in the end of the Sechta Tainis that leads into the days that we're already in. Kishem Shemisha Nichnas Ov Mimatim Besimcha Kach Misha Nichnas Odor Marbim Besimcha. Normally it's just a comparison. What does one have to do with another? But it says Kishem, which means that the simcha of Adar is related to the memayitim besimcha that there is in the Churban Abayis of Chodesh Av. There's also a Rashi that's a Pella, Machloikis among the Achronim, whether Rashi in Masechta Tainis is Rashi or not. Some say it's a Talmud of Rashi. Whether it's a Talmud of Rashi or Rashi himself, Rashi says, what does it mean, Mishenichnas Adar Marben besimcha? Yemei Purim v'Pesach. And it's very difficult to know what Rashi is referring to. We all know that Purim is in Adar. What does Pesach have to do with Adar? The Rashi is probably based on the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah asks a very important question. What happens when you have Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? The halacha is Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvahs. And since the Chodesh of Adar, even Chodesh Adar Rishon, is a day that's besugal for Yom Tovim of Purim, then the halacha should be that you should have to keep the mitzvahs of Purim, Megrikim Regillah, Mishlach Manos, Matanos of Yoinim, the Arba Parshiyos, all those mitzvahs should be in Adar Rishon. Because when you have a choice, you're not allowed to pass by mitzvahs. And if you could do it Adar Rishon, you should do it. The Gemara answers, Misma Gula Legula Odif. Even though there's an overriding reason, an important reason, I should say, why you should do it Adar Rishon, it's more important, Odif, to go ahead and put Gula Legula. What's the two Gulas? Purim and Nisan. Purim and Pesach. Again, you see, that's probably the source of Rashi, that there is some Shaychis between Purim and Pesach. There's a very fascinating question. We know that Nisan is the Rosh of the Chadoshim of the Shana. If Nisan's the first of the months, then if you go through the order of the months, then Adar is Achris Hashana. When it says Meireshis Shana at Achris Shana, it means from Nisan until Adar, which is the end of the year. The word Achir is a very difficult word when it refers to the end of the year, Achris Hashana. In Lashon Kodesh, the word Achir has many, many ramifications in what it means. You can, Ayelech Acharov means I follow you. You find Elohim Acherim, Avodah Zarah is referred to as Achir. What's the connection? You also find if someone doesn't bring a neder in time, Loisa Acher L'Shalmai, if he delays and if he doesn't bring the carbon within the three regalim, the way we paskin la'alocha, then he's over and he's served Baal Ta'acher. What's the Acher in all these ramifications? How does the word Acher refer to all these different cases? And what Chazal teach us is that Acher, if you look at a person's face, is called Ponin. Ponai lo yeiruo, but acharav means the back of your head. Why do you refer to the face as the ponim? And the back is called acharav. It says by Loit's wife, Loit sabit acharav, he tells Loit, and she looked and she became an etziv shel melach. So acharav means that too, and back of. You turn the back of you. Ponim, pona means when you are pona, the verb pona, means you're focused, you're facing, something's of interest to you. Acher means it is not the Iker, it's the Tefel. In Lashon Kodesh, whenever we use the expression Acher, it means it's a Tefel as opposed to the Ponim, which would be the Iker, the face. If a person looks at somebody else, he's not looking at his back. If he's focused on the person, if he's interested in the person, he's interested in his face. So wherever you have the word Acher in Chazal, someone's following somebody else, that means the first person is the important person, and the one who is going in back of him is a tofel to him. He's only a follower. He's not a leader. Lo yisa acher l'shalmai by karbonas. would also be someone who wasn't focused on what he should be focused. He should be interested in keeping his nether. His nether should be important to him. And obviously, he's letting everything else in his life come before that nether. Because he's pushing it off and pushing it off. He's delaying. He's not taking care of his obligation as he should. So he is over Baltacha because he made what was an ikar in his life, this nether, he made into a tofer. But what's most fascinating, if Acher and Achris means a tofel, so the beginning of the year would be Reishis Hashanah, the end of the year, because it follows the beginning of the year, even though it's a cycle and a circle, we go Achris Hashanah. That's okay. But we have a Pella in Chazal when we want to talk about the most important time in Klal Yisrael, the time that you and I hopefully are all waiting for, the time when Mashiach is going to come. We refer to it Achris Hayom. If Acher means a tofel, if Acher means something that's shuffle, it's not the main thing, it's not the important thing, why is the most important focus of a Yidden Klal Yisrael Achris Hayom? Why is it called Achris Hayom? And that's the most important lesson of Purim, is in the secret of Achris Hayamim, and the fact that Adar is in the last month of the year, if you start counting from Nisan. And that's the secret behind the Ness of Purim. The Ness of Pesach, which is in Nisan, the month of Nisan, means Nisim. Even when you write in Aramis and you write it Nisan, it's the same gematria as Nisim, the Yud and the Mem adds up to Nun. It's the month of Nisim of Gilui Hashchina. Purim is the month where there was no Gilui Hashchina, openly, like there was on Pesach. But Purim is the month when Klal Yisrael realized that even in the most dismal and dark circumstances, even in the worst times, when you think that there is nothing worse possible, there is Gilui Hashchina. From Teva, you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was a Gzeira made for the first time in Purim, Lahashmid, Lahareg, Lahabed. And Chazal tells us that, as we know, that whenever it says Melech in the Megillah, it means Malchai Shaloylam, it's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim because of the Averis that they did, Amachloikis, Rav Shimon bar Yochai and his sons and his Talmidim, as to what was the source of the Ness, and both things were true, whether they bowed down to the Tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar, or because they had Suda, they had Hanor from the Suda of Achashverosh, which was a Suda made to celebrate that the Beis HaMikdash will never be built again, that the Golus will continue and it will not be over. Whatever there is, whichever Mandiyomi you pick, or both Mandiyomi that you choose, there was a Gzeira on Klal Yisrael, Lahashmid, Laharig, Lahabed. Chazal tell us that Gzeira was never, ever removed. That Gzeira is hanging over our heads today. There is a Gzeira on us because a Gzeira, Gzeira that comes from the Melech, Ein Lahashiv, you can't return it. All the Melech did is he gave them permission to protect themselves. He never removed the decree, Lahashmid, Laharig, Lahabed. That was the first time in history where Klal Yisrael was all together under the domination of Achashverosh in his 127th Medinos, and Gzeira went out the worst possible time for Yidden. They were a moment away from total Chas V'Shalom annihilation. And it's not something that we could say only happened in the past. There are probably 50% of the people alive now lived through a tkufa where again, there was a time 60 years ago when it was Lahashmid, Laharig, Lahabed, every possible Yid. The Gzeira stands over us. And don't fool yourself, as we all know, if you read anything, there are Goyim out there, maybe the majority of them, Halacha B'Yadua, Esav, Sein Eliyakai, that would be happy to stand by if all the Yidden, if you and I, Chas V'Shalom, would be wiped off the map. Not only would they be happy, they would participate. So that Gzeira is on top of us, and the only way we fight against that Gzeira is by realizing that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu and there's a Gilui Shechina even in Teva. Achris Hayomim means that there's going to come a tkufa, a time, where it will be at least apparent superficially that Klal Yisrael is betachlus hashiflus. Klal Yisrael will be in the lowest possible madrega that it's possible for a person to be in, where Klal Yisrael is in danger of being totally annihilated and destroyed, either physically or spiritually, whether it's assimilation, whether it's the taivas olam hazeh, whether there are all kinds of influences that get someone to leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is a danger of the annihilation of Klal Yisrael, and that's hanging over us. And the only way that we can fight against that gzeira is by realizing that in the darkest choshech, as it was at the time of Purim, at a time when Klal Yisrael thought that it's all over, that there's no hope, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there in the choshech. One of the Gedolei Yisrael said, as pshat, it says that Vasid Lovai Layoimar Pasuk in Novi Layoimar Chaya Shema Shehela Es Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim, because there'll be greater Nisan. And in a sense, it doesn't mean that Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Oyrois that came about Yitzias Mitzrayim, are going to become Botel Chas V'Sholom. It means that it's not complete until Achris Hayomim. The Oyrois of Yitzias Mitzrayim, where it was Gila Yishchina Mishadid Hamareches, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Nisim Gluyim, but we were Avdei Hashem. Over history, because of Goliath, we became Avodim of many other people. So it's not over until Achras Hayomim, when they'll begin be Gila Yishchina openly. So that Nes, Loyoy Mechai Hashem, all the Yomtov become Bottle. The Gemara says the only Yomtov that won't become Bottle is the Yomtov of Purim. That kapitel in Tehillim. Why is Esther compared to Ayeles? Just like Ayeles is Soif HaShachar, so also Esther is Soif Kol HaNisa. Which means that when you have a Nes which is based upon Gilui Shechina, Nisim Gluyim like Mitzrayim, you need Gilui Shechina to continue that Nes. We don't have it in Golas. But when you have a Nes which is based that there is no Golas, Golas itself is a Nes. Every fact that we're alive and everybody wants to destroy us, the fact that we have survived in Golas, that's the biggest Nes. Then there's no Choshech, there's no Golas. So Esther, Megillah says the last Talachar Sayyam. But what do we have to do in order to be Zoicha, to pull ourselves out from the Golas and realize the godless of our Kodesh Baruch Hu, even in our difficult situations? There's a tremendous story, not too many people know, that's brought from the Oy of Yisrael, and then he himself says Pshat in the Megillah, based upon this story. Story is the time of Rav Shri Rigoyim, before the Rishonim. There was a rich man in the town of Rav Shri Rigoyim, who was very wealthy, had many assets, but his most precious possession was a Sefer Torah that was written by Ezra. Ezra! The Novi Ezra, he wrote the Sefer Torah, the first one to write Sefer Torah for everyone according to the different Mefarshim and Ashuris. In the Ksav Ashuri that we have, what we call Ksav Lash Kodesh, like our Sefer Torah. Before that, maybe the Luchais were Ksav Ashuris according to Tosfos. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu's Sefer Torah was Ksav Ashuris, but the Sefer Torah that people had was not Ksav Ivris. Ezra wrote Ksav Ashuris. One of his Sefer Torah this year owned. He passed away. He had two sons. Tremendous fight among the sons who should get the Sefer Torah. But not Stama fight. The fight was where each son said to the other one, I'm giving over to you all the assets. I only want the Sefer Torah. And the second son, I want the Sefer Torah of Ezra. I'll give you all of my father's assets. Nothing, I don't want a penny from anything of his property, not real, not unreal property, metal and karka, nothing. Just the Sefer Torah. That's a fight. So they decided they'll have a garbo. One son won. Put the Sefer Torah in Darn Kodesh, and they lengthened it in special occasions in the shul. There was a mummer in the town, and the mummer went crazy. He said, how could somebody give up all that money for a Sefer Torah? It doesn't make any sense. I'll fix him. He dressed up like a Fum Yid, sat in the back of the shul, and when everybody left shul at the end of the day, he snuck over to the Aron Kodesh, took out Ezra Asoif Sefer Torah, and he took a pasuk in Shmos Chav Gimel where it says Vavatem es Hashem Elokecha, and he changed Vavatem, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, changed the ayin to an aleph, and he pasuled the Sefer Torah. And he was Machar from Megadev. If you say Vavatem with an ayin, that's serving Hashem. With an aleph, it means to destroy. Vavatem chasu sholem, to say with an aleph, Hashem like it. That's what he did. Sefer Torah was there, they came out, they lane, came to that parsha, and they see the Sefer Torah's puzzle. We could fix a Sefer Torah that has that puzzle. You can cross out the aleph and put back the ayin. But the owner of the Sefer Torah, the son, was devastated. I'll fix it. And I'll put in an ayin. But it's not Ezra Sefer Sefer Torah anymore. Now it's a Sefer Torah Ezra Sefer wrote with somebody else. How to fix it and make it kosher by putting in an ayin. And he was sick. He fell to bed. He was devastated and sick that everything he gave up, the most important thing to him in his life, that he should have the Sefer Torah from his father, wasn't anymore Ezra Sefer, completely Ezra Sefer Torah. Dov Yisrael continues that at that night, after he was very sick, his father came to him in a dream. And his father said, look by the shulchan, where the Sefer Torah was read, and you will find the eyeball of the mumma that made the change. To be Mekayin, the pasuk, ayin, tachas ayin. He lost his eye. Shri regarding this story happened by. And he says, in Shamayim, there was a tumul when this happened. And they were geyser min hashemayim that Ezra HaSoifa should come down and he himself should fix the Torah. So it's Ezra Torah, Ezra HaSoifa's Torah. And it was fixed. They checked it. No one had fixed the same Torah. Check. It's written with an ayin. And they found the person's eye by the shulchan. Dov Yisrael then says, there's part of the Megillah that we don't understand. It's a very difficult parsha. Many mefarshim talk about it. A lot of pens have run out of ink to explain it. And the Ohr Yisrael says that when Esther HaMalka comes to Achashverosh, when you argue with somebody, save my people, she admitted finally it's her people, save them. She says, if you would have sold us, La'avodim l'shvachai secherashti, if you would have sold us and to be servants to anybody, and you were masked that, I wouldn't have said anything. Why do you concede that? Just talk about the fact that the Yidden was saved. Why was it necessary to go ahead and say if they were sold? And then it says afterwards that he went crazy, Ahasuerus. Who? Mi Yosef Ezehu? What do you mean, Mi Yosef Ezehu? You gave your ring over to him. You were masking to the Gzeirah that Haman said to destroy the Yidden. Why are you so all of a sudden getting upset like you never knew this was going to happen? You're the one who was masking to the decree. The Ohr Yisrael says that what it said in the Megillah was the document that Haman asked is that the Yidden should become Haman's servants. Vavata with ayin. Haman changed it in the decree to an aleph. Vavata to destroy the Yidden. That's how Ohr Yisrael learns. From an ayin he changed to an aleph. When she at the end told him, if you would have sold us as avodim like your decree originally said, I wouldn't be able to say anything. But look what the Shagids did. Look what Haman did. He changed it to an aleph. And he said to destroy the Yidden. So, and then he said, Mi Yosef Ezehu, who's this forger over here? Look what he did. He went against what I said. That's how the Ohr Yisrael learns. There are mefarshim that after they saw this Ohr Yisrael, say, why was the ayin, what's the inyan of ayin changing to aleph? There's a beautiful Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash Rabbah says that when Adam HaRishon did the chet, he realized that he was not dressed, he and Chava. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made for them kosnas or vayalbishay. He made them jackets and coverings out of leather. Or, ayin vavresh. In the Bereishis Rabbah, if you look up in Bereishis Rabbah on that pasuk, it says Rameya changed in his svarim, doesn't mean in the Sefer Torah Chas V'Sholom, he made his svarim, instead of kosnas or with an ayin, he wrote kosnas or with an aleph. And what the Mefarshim explain, what's the pshat in that medrash? That originally before the chet of the Eitz Hadas, people didn't need clothes because they had the or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrap them. That was the thing that dressed them. They didn't need anything. But when they did the terrible chet of the Eitz Hadas, and then they had fallen into Gashmias, they gave in to their Tivus on their level, which we don't understand, but on the level that they gave in, then it was necessary to have a physical covering, or instead of the natural or. Rameya reached a Madrega because of the Torah Shabbal Peh that he was able to say that he had a Kosnas or. That's how the Mefarshim learned the Rameya. Many Mefarshim say this. The Rameya was on a Madrega because of Torah, Stam Mishnah Rameya. The Rameya was able to be in a Madrega that by him, his skin was a Kosnas or. He was in a Madrega in a certain aspect like Odom Arishon Lefnei Achei. What's this Indian of changing ayin to aleph, or to? There's a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara says, "Like Karas Hakadosh Baruch Hu, bris in Yisrael el al Torah Shabbal Peh." The Ika bris, and the Goyin says it. The Asher Bocha Bonu the Bracha is that we were chosen was Torah Shabbat because Torah B'Shavikzav was given by Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Torah Shabbat Peh is something that you and I have to work on. We have to shvitz. It's necessary to really work hard when you're learning. It doesn't come easy. But if you work at it, you'll have siyata d'shmaya, or Rabbanu Shalom will help. The Maharal says like this on this Gemara in Gittin, that the main krisas bris is on a person. He goes back, there's a mefarish that says that what's this inyan? How do you go ahead and change, go back to the madrega of Adam Arishan? Adam Arishan took oil on his body and made it into a that you needed kosnas or with ayin. The way you solve that problem, one of the early achronim say, is you go ahead and you write a sefer Torah, because when you take a sefer Torah, you're taking the hide of an animal, or with ayin, and you're giving it kedusha by putting the oisius on it. So you're taking or, and you're making it into or with aleph, because Torah or. You're taking the ayin of or, and you're making it Torah or. That's what one of the achronim say. The Siddush Storm says that's pshat v'hoyer einenu b'sar rasecha. Hoyer, you light, or einenu. You take the ayin and you make it into an aleph. V'hoyer einenu b'sar rasecha. The Maharal says that the ikka way to change it is in Torah Shabbat Peh. He says because Torah Shabbat Ksav, you're taking a klaf. What are you supposed to do in Torah Shabbat Peh? You're a klaf. You're amachei vorim and you're shasagidim. That's the klaf. When you're humble to Torah and you work on Torah and it's difficult and you're schwitzing and you don't understand it and you learn it a second time, you learn it a third time, you learn it 10 times, you learn 101 times, whatever is necessary, you learn it over and over again until it's finally you have some clarity, until you finally understand and the siyata d'shmaya you get in learning. That's how you change oyer, your body according to the Maharal. That's how he learns into the oyer of Torah. The Maharal says on this, that's the Ikka Krisas Bris is on Torah Shabbat Peh, because the Ikka Krisas Bris is to use our guf and turn it into a vehicle for Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. The Aveira, the way of Yisrael learns, the Aveira Purim came about because Haman went ahead and changed an ayin to serve as Avodim to an aleph to destroy. Our tikkun on that, however you want to learn the psukim, but the tikkun is right, is what Chazal say, kimu v'kiblu. They were mekabel. Rav Tzadik learns the kimu v'kiblu. They were mekabel ba'ava Torah Shabbat Peh. Before, when it said nasa v'nishma, that was on Torah Shabbat Ksav. Kaf aleim kigigas, he learns, is on Torah Shabbat Peh. Now, when you had Purim, now you had a Kabbalah ba'ava on Torah Shabbat Peh. Why now on Torah Shabbat Peh? Because we had to be mesakin the chait of Haman, the chait of Adam Harishon, that the chait of Adam Harishon was the fact that he also had a chasarid in his guf and needed therefore a levush of or. We have to go ahead and take our guf and make it a vehicle for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's or, for the or of the Torah. Achris Hashanah is Adar. It's the time when Klal Yisrael was standing by annihilation. It's the end of the year. It's when all the tzaras are there. And still within the tzara, we realize the gula, and you lead in from that into Nisan, and in certain ways it's greater than Nisan. Because here we see there's no choshech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. The way we find HaKadosh Baruch Hu everywhere, ain't HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Lomay, Eladal Ramesh Shalalach is through Torah, the Yagi in Torah, and working on Torah, and spending all your efforts and schwitzing on the Torah. can take you from the darkest parts of your life to the biggest yayish that you have. When you give up hope and you're in your worst degradations, no matter what you're in, if you realize that you could work on Torah and that could bring you out, and it'll be, it says in the end of the Megillah, Mordechai went ahead, Bilvush Malchus, Tcheles Vachur, La Yehudim, Hoyis Oira, Levush Malchus, is the proper Levush, the Levush of the Malchus Shaloylam. What's the Levush of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Levush Malchus? That's the Torah is the Levush, the Torah that you have on offer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then you have La Yehudim, Hoyis Oira, Vesimcha, Vesos, and Vikar.